Well, our next guest has charted more than 40 singles on the Billboard country music charts, including 5 number ones, and he's going to be in Jamestown tonight performing at the Civic Center. John Anderson is with us. John, thanks so much for taking time to out of your busy schedule to chat with us here.
Oh, no problem, JD. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I am doing great, and it's a real honor to talk to you. I've been a fan for years, and it's great to see that you're out there doing shows. You're going to be here in Jamestown tonight. We're very much looking forward to it. Let's start at the beginning, John. For you, how did you break into the business? I mean, what was your what was the early career like for you?
Actually, JD, I started playing guitar when I was just a kid, probably about 7 years old. And you know, by the time I was a teenager, I was pretty much convinced that's all I really wanted to try to do. And so I moved up to Nashville at an early age and got started and began, you know, continued on to play and sing and began writing songs. And that's pretty much what I've been doing ever since.
Now, the big one, the big real breakout for you was Swingin'. And it's hard to believe that was 1982. It's hard to believe it's been that long, John, because people still just love that song. It still connects with people.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I actually, yeah, it was in 1983 is when it won the Record of the Year. So we're celebrating 30 years out on this year's tour with Just a Swingin'. And I also want to say the show in Jamestown tonight, we're looking forward to it, as it is one of the rare acoustic performances that we do. I'll have my friend Glenn Reef on the dobro and Gary Smith on the keyboard, and it's kind of a more laid-back situation than the band, but we're getting some great response, along with our buddy Tom Bresch, who's just a great guitar player and entertainer. And we're having a real good time on these shows. So we do want to invite everybody out.
Now, John, what do you attribute it to having this kind of longevity? Because, you know, as being in the music business, you know that it can be pretty fleeting for some. You know, they're in and they're out. But you've been around this long. How did you last this long, John?
Well, I guess pretty much the love of the music is what keeps me going, JD. I just, you know, at this point, I really don't know what else I could do. But thankfully enough, I've been blessed to you know, stay in the business and keep going at a decent rate for, like I say, a long time, number of years. And at this point, just proud to be able to still do it.
Now, you recently, a few years back, you hooked up with John Rich from Big and Rich, and you helped him write a song, Shutting Detroit Down. What was that like to work with him, and are you guys still working on things together?
Oh, John's a good fella, and I see him every now and then. He's pretty busy these days with different things, but I enjoyed working with him, and hopefully we'll be able to do some more stuff together.
Now, John, what do you think about the way country music comes in and sounding today? Do you like the direction that the whole genre music is headed?
Well, actually, I'm not sure what I like or dislike as far as, to be honest, J.D., I hadn't been listening a whole lot lately just because I've been trying to write a whole lot, and when I try to write, I don't listen much. So, but, you know, there are some great young talented people out there making some great records. I do know that, and more power to all of them that are having some success. You know, it can be a tough business.
Yeah, it really can. And you've got a lot of great singles out there, and people are going to hear the hits tonight in Jamestown. What can people expect from the show tonight, John?
Like I said earlier, it's an acoustic performance, and we only do about 15 of those a year. So they're all pretty special to me, and I hope it'll be special to the fans. It's a bit of a more laid-back atmosphere than when we have the band, with the whole band with us.
One last question for you, John. As far as the future, and you mentioned it, you kind of alluded to it, that you've been writing a lot. Do you have plans for another album to come out? What are your future plans here?
Oh, yes, by all means. We do have plans for hopefully more than one album, JD, and by the way, folks can log in at johnanderson.com and kind of find out what's going on if they want to keep up with our career. So we do have some plans for new records, and like I say, hopefully just continue to keep going.
That's country superstar John Anderson joining us. Jamestown Masonic Lodge No. 6 presenting John Anderson and opening act Tom Bresch in concert tonight, 7:30 at the Jamestown Civic Center.